Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This should be a special schus for my sweet friend Daniel Simcha ben Chavarezel and my chavrusa. Rosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Kol Mishalos Libo L'Tova. Amen v'Amen. And we're going to be learning today some Sfas Emes, and we're specifically going to focus on the pasuk of Ashrei Adam Shomea Li Lishkod Al Dal Sosai. A pasuk in Mishlei Chet Lamed Dalet. That's what I learned with Daniel Simcha ben Chavarezel. We have a Mishlei Chavrusa, and I want to focus on this pasuk and see the Sfas Emes in various places, how he explains it. He goes back to this pasuk on many, many occasions. We are going to begin with the Sfas Emes in Parashas Ekev in the year Tof Reish Lamed Hei. Halavai Tof Shin, the Sfas Emes should still have been alive. But in Tov Reish Lamed Hei, Parashas Ekev, it says in the pasuk, "V'haya im shemo atishmu." If you listen to my mitzvahs, Asher nochim et tzaveischem hayom lahavas Hashem Elokechem, etc. Kiksiv, because it says in the pasuk, "Lishkor al dal sosai," to sit consistently by my doors. Why does it say dal totai? That implies two doors. Shiye shnei psachim, there are two openings. Perish, b'chol dover shenifdach k'tzas hasaga l'adam, tzorech achak achlios pesach beiz l'kabel hasaga karoi. Ki akefel u'kiyom hadover. So after you have a little bit of a hasaga, you have a little bit of understanding, you have to make another opening to properly absorb this understanding. Ki akefel u'kiyom hadover. When it's doubled, then it will give it existence, permanence. Kimamra, like the Gemara says in numerous places, Shinel Abakas of Akev. If by Kachim it says it twice, that you have to do something twice, it means that it's Ma'akev, that it's critical to fulfill this din. So in the same way, when you have two times gives it Chizuk. Just like two times is Ma'akev. Vizeh inyan Amram Zal, the Kabbal of Amachos Shemaim, Tchila v'chakach ol mitzvahs. Ki v'haim shemoya hi ashmiya. Achar Shema, she Shmiya Rishona. And that's why you have two Shmiya. Shmiyas. The first Shmiya, like the Gemara says, the first parak of Kriya Shema is Ol Malchus Shemayim. And then the second parak of Kriya Shema is Ol Mitzvahs. First parak of Shema, V'ahavta, that you love Hashem, and you're going to learn His Torah, you're going to put it in tefillin, mezuzahs. And then in the second, it says, V'haya im Shemoa Tishmu al Mitzvosai, Ol Mitzvahs. So it says in both places, Shmiya. It has to be Shmiya and another Shmiya. Every hasaga, every comprehension, every understanding is min hashamayim. We have to be receptive to this hasaga. And if you're makabel machus shemayim, that's bittul. V'hayim shamoa, hu hamshachas hashpa lepratus. And v'ahayim shamoa is bringing this shefa down to the individual. First, kabbal samach shemaim is bittul, we're invited ourselves. And then v'ahayim shamoa is in order to get this shefa. That's the shmiya and another shmiya. There's this hasagam in a shemaim. That's the first v'ahayim shamoa, kabbal samach shemaim. And then we open ourselves up to receive this hasagam v'ahayim shamoa. To receive it, that's why it's the keneged the mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs are there? 248. I say 365 los I say, which is connected the body of a person. For lechenu kabbalas mitzvah shem negative vary adam. That's kabbalas mitzvah, which corresponds to the limbs of a person. So that's the first shmi and the second shmi. The first shmi is opening it up. The first shmi is min hashamayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you this hasaga. If you're mevata yourself to Him, and then the second shmi, your mamshich the hasaga down to yourself in detail to your guf. And that's what it means. Lishkor al dal sosai, these two psachim, these two doorposts, these two openings. So now we move on, sweetest friends, to the Sfas Emes and Parshas Ekev in the year Tov Reish Samach Gimel. The pasuk v'hayim shemoa asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom hadu d'chtiv. That's the medrash connects this to the pasuk Ashrei Adam shomea li lishkor al dal sosai. Hey, mashar man iftachem b'chol yom aydei mitzvah shekol mitzvah hi pesach v'shar la avodas Hashem isbarach. These are the gates that are opened every day through the mitzvahs, because every mitzvah is an opening and a gate to serving God. Lishkor al dal sosai ramach mitzvahs aseh. Lishmor mezuzahs psochai shasa los aseh. So, fortunate is the person who listens to me to sit by my doors. These are the two gates that are opened every day through mitzvahs, because every mitzvah is an opening and a gate to avodas Hashem. And the pasuk is seemingly repetitive. Lishkor al dalzosai, to sit constantly by my doors, these gates that open for avodas Hashem. So Sfasema says that's referring to the 248 mitzvahs. And then lishmor mezuzos psochai, those are the shasa, the 365 los aseh. So the pasuk isn't repetition. It's talking about two things. One is, this is the Hayam Shemoa Tishmu. That's the Shomei Ali Lishkor Al Dalsosai, these two gates. The Ramach Mitzvah Sasei, Lishkor Al Dalsosai. And then Lishmor Mezuzos Psochai is the 365 los aseis. 248 limbs, 365 sinews. V'haya Lashem Simcha. It says, to the extent that a person is happy and he yearns and he pines to do the mitzvahs, to that extent he's zochel to be mekayim the mitzvahs. It's v'haya, you have to be mekabel the mitzvahs b'simcha. Valdik. V'haya im shemoa b'simcha. And if v'haya im shemoa, if you listen b'simcha, then tishmu. And you're really gonna be receptive b'simcha. You're gonna have dal sosai, the two psachim. You're gonna open up the gates. That's what it says. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. Perish abartenuva hanas mitzvah mitzvah. Abartenuva says perish acher shakoma shadam mistakir misanik basiyas hamitzvah nechshav lo mitzvah bifnei atzma v'noitel schar la mitzvah shasa. That you have oneg from a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah. So you get schar in the mitzvah, and then you get schar for enjoying the mitzvah. Because if you're enjoying it, you're going to do it properly. That's why you have to have a bracha before the mitzvah, because that prepares you to do the mitzvah b'shleimus. So this double listening is v'hayim shemot tishmu. That's lishkor al dal sosai. These two gates, you open up the gates when you have a constant listening, and this has to be b'simcha v'hayim shemot. If the original listening is b'simcha, then v'ayti you're going to listen b'simcha, and then you're going to get double schar, because you get schar for doing the mitzvah, and you get schar for doing the mitzvah b'simcha. What a religion! You get schar for the mitzvahs. And you also get schar for enjoying the mitzvahs. But Medrash, now we're moving on to Parshas Kisavo in Tafresh Lamed Beis. Dibra Maskel B'Medrash. B'Medrash Im Shemo Tishma. Asher Sheshmuosav Li. Dal Sosai Delis Lefni Midelis. So he makes reference here to a medrash. Ashri Adam Shomeli. Fortunate is the man who listens to me. Mao Ashri Adam Shomeli. What does it mean, fortunate man who listens to me? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ashri Adam Shasha Shmosav Li. Fortunate is the person when his listenings are to me. Mao Lishkar Adasos. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Im Halach Del Espal B'Soch Beis HaKnesses. Al Tamor Al Pesach Achitzon Espal Shem Al Avim. Skam in the Kones Delos Fimi Delos. Lishkar Al Dalsai and Ksiv El Dalsosai Beis Delosos. Don't just sit by the entranceway, the external entranceway. Go in two doorposts. Because God's counting your steps. And he's giving you schar. What does it mean? Lishmor mezuzos psocha. I am Rabbi Yehuda Bar Sima. V'chi yesh mezuzah bevetei kinesios. Elama mezuzah zuwein ezozah mea pesach. Kach. Lo teheizoz mebetei kinesios mebetei medrashos. So this to guard the mezuzahs of my opening, is there a mezuzah in a shul? Mezuzah shul is not a chayv in mezuzah, but just like this mezuzah, ein azazah me'apesach, Just like this mezuzah doesn't leave, it's not zaz from the Pesach, so too you shouldn't leave shul, you shouldn't leave Beis Medrash. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tasekein Dash to Makabel Pnei HaShechina. If you stay there, you're going to be Makabel the face of the Shechina. Maxi Bacharov, what does it say weiter in the Pasuk? Ki Motzi Motzei Chaim. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mi Yuzeh Shabal HaBeis Kenes V'lo Matzes Kvod Yisham. Who goes into a shul that doesn't find my honor there? Ki Motzi, if you find me there, you found life. Ki Motzei Motzei Chaim. V'lo Adel Shta Omeid V'vitz Beisik Amar Av Ibu. When you're standing in shul, God's above you. Elohim nitzav badasel. God is standing in the congregation of God. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Odeach Shat, Mekal Pnei Hashchina Bet Knesses, El Shtai Yotze Misham, Ton Brachos. Now you're Mekabel Hashchina in shul, but you feel filled with brachos. Shenemar, Ki Motzi Matzachayim, V'yofik Rotzen Me Hashem. When you found me, you found life, and you fulfilled the will of Hashem. And that's what it means when it says in the pasuk. That's what it means when it says in the pasuk. In Dvarim it will be if you listen. These are the double listenings. The person who's shmuos of li, the person who stays in the base medrash and listens. Delos lefnimi delos. He goes all the way in. God counts his steps. Perish Shmuosav. Lios, what does it mean, Shmuosav Li? Lios Muchan Tamid Lakabel Ulahazin Divrei Hashem Yisbarach. To always be ready to listen to the words of Hashem. Sheyesh B'chol Dovar Kol Dvar Hashem. That's why the word Dovar comes from the word Dibur. Because every Dovar is speaking the word of God. It always has Dvar Hashem. Shekol Dovar B'mamar Nivra B'nigas B'okoch Dvar Hashem. Everything is speaking to you, everything has the word of God. We have to find this hidden light. There's more and more depth to everything we see in this world. If we just look, if we have spiritual eyes. The two doors. It's not talking about something physical necessarily. But you have to go in deep. But it's talking spiritually. You have to keep going deeper and deeper and to try to find the pnimius of everything in this world, to see the godliness in everything. Don't think that you already came to the truth. You have to know that you're always standing by the doorway. You're always lishkot al dal sosa. You have to go in another doorway, in another door. You're always in the doorway. You're always trying to yearn for more. Vidalus, delus, milshon, dalus. Delus comes from the word dalus, poverty. And if you realize you're delus, then you can become more dal. You're more poor, and therefore you're more receptive. What's a poor person? Erhad garnish, doesn't have anything. So he just wants to receive. He's an evyon, it says in Rashi. Toiv l'chol dover, as my Rebbe puts it. He walks by a garbage can, he looks in, he sees, oh, maybe there's some lunch in here. I can eat this, I can eat that. Mamish, a person is a dal. He'll take anything. A person is hungry, is thirsty, is yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He always tries to see more and more godliness. And and specifically in a Jewish person, there's a living soul. Shishomeya tamid kol haTorah. He always hears the kol haTorah. Rak shegam zenistar le'adam. It's also hidden from you, and that's what it means. Shamoa tishma. Sheyishma nishma lo. What does it mean? Shamoa tishma. Listen to what's heard to you. Puts it in Yiddish. So their hair and them their hair. To really chop what you hear. To go deeper. And then it says weiter in the Medrash. Lishmor mezuzos psachai. Kamo sham mezuzah kavu ayin sham. Like we read out in the Medrash. Just like the mezuzah doesn't move, so too you should never move from shul. Perish tzarchadim leos muchan tamid b'li hefzik rak lishmo devar Hashem yisbarach. That a person always has to be ready to listen to the word of God. And therefore it's going to be open for you. When there's an Eis Ratzon, you're going to understand what God wants. But also you have to be by the mezuzah, you have to be by the opening. So that's what it means at the end of the pasuk. Vayofek Ratzon Me Hashem. Himotzi Matzachayim Vayotze Vayofek Ratzon Me Hashem. That you find God and you fulfill His will. That's what it says in Mishlei. So you have to be by the mezuzah HaPesach. And you always have to be listening. And you want to chop more and more of what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from you. And you never leave, because you understand that there's always more to get, there's always more to learn. B'li hafsek. And then you have an Eis Ratzon. and then you'll get it. And that's what it means. Sheshmuos sevli shekol achushim yu muchanim lekabel hazin dvar Hashem yisbarach v'lo l'davar acher. So what it means, sheshmuos sevli, that all of your senses are there, ready to hear Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You want to hear the kol Hashem. You want to see the dvar Hashem in everything. We continue in parashas Kisavo Tafresh Lamed. Hey, dibur amaschul ba medrash shemoa tishma. Lichnos, we already read the Medrash. Lichnos, delis, lefnimi, delis, lishkor al dal sosai. So that's what it means. Shamua tishma, this double listening, going in. Dvarim chav ches alef. Ki tzarech adam leida, shekol ha-psicha, sheniftach lo eze pesach, beliboy kmo kei niftach, b'sher shol lemala. When you open up a pesach here, you're opening it up in your soul, up in Shemayim. V'chol mechuvin tzarech lios al pesach ha-shar, sh'ashmiya tigram, sh'miya pnimis ha-charkach. And the shmiah that you open here with your goof, with your physical body, with your chush, the kavana has to be that it should open you up in Shemayim, that double listening, the opening up in Shemayim as well. So we continue now to the Sfasemis and Tafresh Lamed Zayin, Parshas Kisavo. Medrash Ashrei Shomer Lilishkor Al Dalsosai Delis Lefnimi Delis Uve Medrash Tanchuma Shamoa Bolam Hazeh Tishma Lolam Haba. Medrash Tanchuma says, what does it mean? Shamoa Tishma, you listen in this world, you listen in the next world. Ki Aguf Malbush HaNeshama, because the guf is the enclosed of the neshama. V'tzarech Mikoidem Psichas Halev HaGashmi Ve'acharkach Tzarech L'Psichus Shorish Nishmaso V'zeu B'Mimela. First you open up your physical body, and then the Shorash HaNeshama is going to be opened up in Shamayim. U'kafi avodas ha'adim b'mei ha'maseh niftach lo b'Shabbos Kodesh mein olam haba. And the more you work in this world, then on Shabbos Kodesh, and during the days of this world, during the 6 days, then on Shabbos Kodesh you're opened up. That's what it means. You have to do a proper Shemiah during the 6 days, and then on Shabbos you're opened up to have a spiritual Shemiah. Lachain Shamoa Tishmu Bakoli Rosh Tevis Shabbos. So it says Shamoa Tishmu, this double listening, you get that on Shabbos. It's opened up on Shabbos. Shamoa Tishmu Bakoli is Rosh Tevis Shabbos. We're going to skip now to the Svasemis and Tafresh Lamed Ches, Parshas Kisavo, Vamedr Shemoa Tishma, Lishkor Al Dalsosai, Krakosafti, Makom Acher. I've already mentioned this, discussed this in other places. Ve'ikr Lishmor HaPesach B'chol Zman, Afkiyala Adam L'kam Madrega Sarach Lizkor Shuani Omid Pesach. We learned before that no matter how deeply you go in, always remember that you're Omid B'Pesach, so you have to go in another Pesach and another Pesach. But as deep as you go in, you're always at the Pesach. Because all of you have voted in this world, and there's a prose door, and you're only preparing yourself to go into the tracklin. You're going into the palace afterwards, but this world is only a preparation, preparatory. That fortunate is the person who is always by my doors, Avshema Ashrenoso. Even your ma'ah, your me'usha, you're strengthened. Im kainu ish tzaddik. So this person is a tzaddik, this ashrei person. But nevertheless, alfa picha in lishkon al dalsosai v'zeu ashira b'shal sheshmos of li. He's strong, he's strengthened, he's mu'ushar when his shmua is to me. Like we said before, that all of your chushim are designed, are focused on listening to the word Dvar Hashem. Shezos ha'shmia hu yoser chaviv mi'amadrega shemasig al yidei ha'shmia. This being shoket al adlasas, that you're constantly listening, that madrega is very chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you want to keep going more and more, you want to go deeper and deeper. Shelo tia zaz mei ha-pesach, you don't move from the doorway. And that's what it means in the Medrash. It says, ha'on amen b'olam hazeh zochalanos amen b'olam haba. If you answer amen in this world, you're going to be zochar to answer amen in the next world. If you say amen, meaning you don't understand, you have emuna, you don't really understand, but you want to go after it in this world, you're zochar gam lasid lavo lios nimshach achar mekomas shalamal madrigos and olam haba. You're also going to go above your madriga. And that's the emunah that Habakkuk said, Tzadik be'emunato yichye. Habakkuk said that a tzadik lives with his emunah. Perish afshut tzadik afopichein, ha'yedei emunah sherodif tamid levat al atzmod yosef yosef abor yisbarach, sheyodea shadayin mibachutz. That even though he's a tzaddik, nevertheless, through emunah, that he's constantly running to be mevatel himself, because he knows he's outside. That's what gives him kiyum. So even though he's a tzaddik, he still lives by his emunah. What's emunah? That he's mevatel himself more and more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what emunah is. Emunah is hamshacha. Munas Hamshach Lisvasim says, you're just following after Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomin Esadas, he raises you. You don't really understand. You just follow Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zacharti Lachesed Nereich Abbas Klosaych Lechtech Acharei Bamidba. And that's what Amen is. Haratzon Lios Nimshach Acharei Emes. You just want to go after the truth. And that's if you're zoche in this world to say Amen, you'll be zoche in the next world to say Amen as well. You're going to go higher than your Madrega, you're going to follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're going to do a little bit of Talat, Parshas Kisavo. Iker Chavivus, Mitzvahs Bikur, Marishonim, Shavir B'nei Sog, Tessin Lord, Tzmash Kasavtikar, Tam Smich, Saprasha, Chamachias, Amalek, Shirishis Goyim, Shifrin Atzim, Mishar Shachayim. So it says that we destroy Amalek, and then it talks about the Bikurim. What's the connection? Because Amalek is Rishis Goyim Amalek, that they can disconnect themselves from the root of life. Uvnei Yisrael, Miyad, that's what the Sfasem is. You can look at where he discusses this. In Tav Reish Lamed, hey, so there's this Amalek distancing themselves from the Sharish HaChaim, and then after destroying Amalek who disconnected themselves from the Sharish Elyon, we come into Eretz Yisrael when we're mischaber with the Sharish Elyon, and that's through the Bikurim. After Mechias HaMalek, then we can bring these Bikurim properly, because we're Mistabik B'Sharash HaElyon, only after destroying Amalek, who disconnected himself from their divine roots. And every year we bring Bikurim, we arouse the original mitzvah of Bikurim, we're over that original koch of Bikurim. And that's why it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Bikurim are going to stop, he was Metakan Seder Tefillah. Let's say we're a Korach HaReishis, because we wanted to get back to that Reishis of being Mischaber to the Korach HaElyon, to the Shorash HaElyon. And this is Mischadish every day. Mischadish betubu choyim tomim ma'aseh bereishis. Every day we can connect to the Reishis. Every day. That's what it means. Mischadish betubu choyim. Every day we can connect to the root of creation. And this is chadish, obviously, is dafka the Jewish people. Achodesh hazeh lachem. We have this is chadish of mechadish betubu choyim tomim ma'aseh bereishis to be mischaber to the Shorash HaElyon. And we do it. We have to do it every day. Erev Boker v'Tzaharayim, we're Mistabik B'Shorash. That's what it means. Lishkot al dal sosa yom yom. Mechal sheyesh b'chol yom psichos losas levnei Yisrael. Every day the doors are open and we have more opportunities to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then after we finish doing the mitzvah, we're Mistabik B'Shorash. And then we say, that's what we have, the Vidui Maestris, Dvarim Chavav Yud Gimel. We say, Lo avarati mitzvasecha, lo shachachti, that we did all the mitzvahs. What's going on over here? We're saying to Hashem, we did everything great. What are we? We're bragging? No. Rak lo say shevach v'odah v'shevach hashezach l'ligmor kol mitzvah ma'is tigitkunam. Because mach shereishit v'hos v'asof elav yizbarach mizbarach. So when we're machzir everything, the beginning and the end, meaning that the beginning we brought the bikur, we brought it to be mizdabik b'shorish. Then after we're finished the mitzvah, we do our vidui. So we're giving everything back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end. We're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout, and that's how it gets bracha. We return everything. That's really our job in this world, is to be mizdabik everything to the Ratzon Hashem. And we do that Lishkor al Mizdososai. The doors are constantly being opened up every day. There are new psichos d'lasos. Now we're in Parshas Kisavu, Tafresh Mem Aleph. You see, the Sfasem is like this pasuk. B'medrashim shamo atishma delos lefnim midelos. Lishkon al dasosem mezuzos psachem. Mishle la'eches la'medalet. Kishem sham mezuzah kavua. It's like the mezuzah doesn't leave, so too you shouldn't leave the batei midrashios and batei kinesios. And if you do so, you're going to be makabel p'nei hashchina. Delos lefnim midelos u'b'chinas tshuva. What does it mean delos lefnim midelos? That's tshuva. A door within a door. The Isa Makam Shabali Chuvom the main tzaddikim gemurim yicholim namut. Where the Bali Chuva stand, the tzaddikim gemurim can't stand. And then he says something kabbalistic. There's the Hei La and there's the Hei Tata, like it says in the Zohar Kaddish. And on the Hei La it says Poseach Yad B'Chuva Pitzlik Uchudash Al Machat, and that's the Yud inside the Hei. And then the door opens up. So if you understand Kabbalah, you understand what I just said. But I don't. Ki b'chol tefila shadim tzarech lispalel. U'kishenifdach lo as shas kosher la'ora tefila barachim rab ma'masa v'kol m'tagna l'kol kula mikvar. So every tefila that you have to daven, you can fix the kol kula. That's the Baal Tshuva. Ki kishenifdach tzas hasag la'adam as zman shalol izgaos. When you have some hasag, when you have some understanding, it's not a time, chas v'shalom, to be haughty. You have to fix your earlier deeds, and then the doors are opened up. The gates are opened up, the gates in Shemayim. The Omar, and it says in the Medrash, Lios kavu al adel is kemezuzah. You have to be there constantly like the mezuzah, not to leave the shul like the mezuzah doesn't leave the doorpost. So here's the yisod. This medrash is the shor, is the makor, that tefillah never returns empty. You have to stand by the Pesach until it opens for you. The tefillah never. The more you bang on the door during the year, the more they let you in Elul time. Anybody who does tshuva, they open up for you now. All the tefillahs that didn't have an aliyah all year round, now in Elul time they're opening up. So in other words, if you're constantly there, the Medrash is telling you to be constantly there because it's not going to be Yishav Reikam. You're there. It's not returned empty. You're not getting what you want yet. But then come Elul, come Tishrei, Esrei Simei Tshuva, these Simei Ratzon, and all the tefillahs of the year, they weren't answered necessarily, but now they can enter in. And that's it. And then will be Amameilum of Akshim B'Shemayim Shesor B'nei Yisrael B'Tshuva. In these times, in Shemayim, they want the Jewish people to Tshuva. Like it says, Kodo Dido Feik Pischili Achosi Rayosi Tamasi. And those are these days, Shiroshi Nimla Tol, that my head is filled with Tau. And these are, obviously, Tau is Gematria 39, which are the Yudgim Mizrachamim, three different times, which is right, 13 times 3 is 39, which is Tau, as those who know Kabbalah know. And Shehem Yimei Ratzon. So this is a time of Tshuva. Of taking all of the earlier tefillahs, of the constant tefillahs that you had, and now bringing them in during that Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Top, sweetest friends, there is a lot more to do. This Sfasem keeps going back to this pasuk in Parshas Kisavu. There's more, and maybe even after Kisavo, Parshas Nitzavim, the Sfasem goes back to it, and he explains it in another Sfarim as well. We're going to leave it for now. Maybe we will return. I hope. There's no reason we shouldn't learn the entire Sfasem together. But in the meantime, we should all be Zoche to be Lishkor al Dososai, always to sit by God's doors and to keep going deeper and deeper and more Hasagas and understanding of Hashem, and to open up the gates down here and the gates up there, And the tefillos that we daven all year should be answered during Elul and Aser Simei Tshuva, and we should be zochem to Hashem lebias goel tzedek meheru v'yameinu amen v'yamein shalom shalom sweetest friends.